please tell me, apparently one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, DOMPH, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and Flight Surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
10 times. That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that resonates.
83,000 per year. I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And, Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document, says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests. So,
my passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm very, very pleased to have back with me my dear friend. And he is back from his travels. I want to welcome Don Jans back to the program. Don, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be here. Missed you last week.
Well, we missed you as well. We missed you as well. And I know every time you take these trips, you go to places, you know, historical, generally speaking. But there are also places where you're, you know, kind of doing homework and taking note, right, of, you know, who they were, what they did, how they got where they were. Because there's a lot of reflection to take out of that relative to where we are and where we're headed.
If we would only learn that tyranny, tyrants, use the same tactics. I don't care whether their name is Stalin, whether it's comes from the times of the Roman Empire, or even before that. Tyrants use the same tactics. And the tyrants trying to take over the United States today are using the exact same tactics. And that one of the main ones is intimidation.
Yeah.
They understand that if they can intimidate people, that people will fall in line and most people will not oppose them because of the intimidation. We cannot be intimidated.
Well, and that is, you know, I talked with Nick Cantorano in the last segment, and I posed the question to him because I God showed me this, and it's interesting because it's in these FBI documents, the connection between Ruby Ridge, Waco, the Bundy Ranch, the wildlife preserve, and the murder of Lavoy Finnegan, and then January 6th, and now Mar-a-Lago. And There's a direct connection, and each one of these, the Lord said these were tests. The enemy was testing, and that was, and so the FBI in these documents or in part of the training relative to these documents, and I'm going to show you now one of the documents up here. Let me get rid of a couple of quick things that are not relative to this. This is an FBI training document that specifically, oh, let me get rid of that too, that specifically addresses and shows symbolism relative to who the bad guys, who they say the bad guys are. And it's, I mean, some of this stuff is pretty stunning. The Gadsden flag, the Revolutionary War imagery, the Liberty Tree, the Betsy Ross flag, the use of 2A, meaning Second Amendment. Some of these things, there's some stuff in here that you go, oh my gosh, but you know what? Listen, understand something. This issue, and again, going back to what I just said, Don, this issue has been going on for quite a long period of time relative to the overstepping. And here we have significant events MVEs may reference. Ruby Ridge and Waco. Hello. Exactly what I said, folks. 3%ers, American Oath Keepers. I mean, folks, understand the 3%ers. These are military veterans. These are what they mean by 3%ers is these are, and I talked about earlier in the week, sovereign citizens, Don. And how they went after, oh, if you say sovereign citizen, you're bad. Sovereign citizens and the sovereign citizen movement at its roots, anyway, these are the most law-abiding, God-fearing, Constitution-abiding individuals on the land.
Mm-hmm.
Period, end of story. That is what is taught to be a sovereign citizen, is to understand your responsibility to the rule of law and understanding this. See, and this is where they flip it. They say, oh, we're in charge. You do what we say.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's not our Constitution. It's just not our Constitution. And they can argue all day long. They can argue till they're blue in the face. And they'll say then, well, then you're an anarchist for suggesting that we are a constitutional representative republic. Really? Don, that is what they're saying. They're saying that if you say that we are a constitutional representative republic, that we vote and elect, and the people that are there. Merrick Garland is there because supposedly Joe Biden won the election, and it is the will of the people that someone like Merrick Garland sit in that seat because it's the will of the people that Joe Biden won the election, which we know he didn't win the election. The evidence is overwhelming that the election was frauded.
Right.
And the righteous thing for them to do is to look at the evidence and begin the investigations. Instead, they go to Pennsylvania, they take a congressman's cell phone, they accost a congressman while he's on vacation with his wife, and then they threaten the entire Pennsylvania state legislature with their subpoenas to intimidate them and suggest that they've committed sedition or treason of some sort, when in fact the sedition and the treason has been committed by the very guys that are pointing the fingers.
You mentioned constitutional republic. This is at the very, very heart of our problem. I'm sure you could go out and ask 100 people from across the board, what form of a government do we have? And they would say a democracy. Folks, I wish if there's anything I can drive home, we are not a democracy. We were intentionally determined not to be a democracy. Our founders specifically said we will be a constitutional republic. Why? What is the big, big difference? The big difference is this. In a democracy, the majority rules. The majority of what? The majority of whatever the majority has determined will be that ruling body. It could be a body of 3 people. It could be a body of everybody in the, right, in the country. It's determined by the majority. And they will redefine this periodically. So the majority rules with no limitations. No limitations as to the power of government. the constitutional republic, the ultimate law of our land, is the Constitution. And the Constitution specifically limits the powers of government. Read it. It's in Article 1. It says this is all the government can do. And then it says the liberties of the people are liberties to freedom of speech, to freedom of worship, to freedom to have arms, to due process, to all of those freedoms, all of those liberties. They cannot be infringed. They cannot be abridged. They cannot be obliterated. When Biden said that the liberties are not absolute, he was absolutely as wrong as he was when he said there was no inflation.
Yeah.
So that's the big difference. Where is the power? The power under a constitutional republic says the government has very specific limits. Limited government, unlimited liberties for the people is a constitutional republic.
And let me
everything else goes along with that.
And let me add this. This is the Ninth Amendment that I just put up on the screen. If you're watching, don't pay attention to the Zolucky ad next to it. The Ninth Amendment right here that I'm highlighting. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Rights. All rights are reserved to the people. And then the Tenth Amendment, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So these two amendments tell you something very important. They tell you, number one, that the rights all belong to the people. All the rights. States and the federal government have no rights. None. Not a single right. They have some powers, but no rights. And then, on top of the fact that that all the rights are reserved to the people also reserve powers. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone, a product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food-sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. It's Friday. Holy smokes. All right, listen, get your CGRwellness.com registration done. Remember what I said, you've got to, when you go over there, don't place any orders, don't click on any orders. The first order of business is sign up and register first. Go to CGRwellness.com and register. And then, these are the products. They're right here on my desk. I just got done. That was what I was taking right here. Vibe and Ultrashot and Resvante. Clinically proven to improve your health, and not only improve your health, but you want to talk about anti-aging? Literally, these products color in the beard that was not there until I started drinking Vibe and taking Resvante. Color in my face that was not all there until I started taking these products last October. I had people say to me all the time, man, you look so good. I'm telling you, right here, this is why. This stuff right back here. I would not promote this if I wasn't taking it and if it wasn't working, and I've been taking it for 7 months now, and I've seen the dramatic difference that it's made in my life, and that's why I'm sharing it with you. And if you know me at all, you know the health challenges that I've had for almost 20 years. So you know how serious I am about my health. You know that taking my health seriously is the only way I survived this accident. God, literally, that's part of my miraculous testimony. I kid you not. This stuff works. So get signed up today. Something else that will work is knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge and understanding about where we're at. And we talked about some things in the breakdown that I think are important to bring out. Preachers who preach Romans 13 as if the United States of America is Rome are either confused or they're doing it intentionally, and then they are wolves in sheep's clothing. I think most of them are just confused. We are not Rome. Irrespective of Rome's quote-unquote republic structure that supposedly, Rome had a Caesar. Caesar was a god.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a god. Our founders said we are choosing Jesus Christ, God, over a king. We are not going to have kings. We are not going to have a monarchy. Washington, D.C. does not rule this country. The president is a servant of the people, not a ruler. The legislators are servants of the people, period, end of story. And they are only supposed to make the laws that we want, period, end of story. We, the people, are in charge. Don?
One of the things that we forget, and I wish we wouldn't, I wish we'd go back and understand that the United States of America is an extremely unique nation. We're unique because we were founded on a totally different basis from which any other country has ever been founded. And if you will go and read the Declaration of Independence, read the history behind it, understand who these people were that wrote it, and they said in there that our rights and our liberties come specifically, they call God the Creator. But the Creator, God the Father, God is the same. And all of our rights and our liberties come from God. Why is that so important? They're going to either come from God or they're going to come from government. Prior to the United States, all people accepted that their rights come from government or a man. We said, nope, that's not the way it is. Our rights, our liberties come from our Creator, come from God. And man cannot take them away. The only purpose of government in that role was to protect those rights and liberties. The government cannot limit in any way, shape, or form our right to worship our God as our God tells us to worship Him. The government cannot take away our right to freedom of speech. The minute you take away any right to freedom of speech, you bring in censorship, and you tell the people how and what they must think. That's what's happening today. We are being told that if we do not go along with critical race theory, that we are an enemy of the people. That's not what our Constitution says. That's not what our Declaration of Independence says. And anything that our king, our government, does not say or says that our Constitution does not allow, we must reject, and we must reject it vehemently because we're losing it and we will be a different country unless we no longer are summer soldiers and sunshine patriots.
Brigitte Gabriel joins us next. We're going to talk about the call to impeach Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland. And she is leading the charge with Act for America to have Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray impeached. We'll talk about that coming up next. Don Jans has been our guest. You can find him at ChildrenGenerationRadio.com under CG Contributors. And he has donated one of his books to us, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. With a donation, you can help support the ministry and get the book as well. Don, God bless you, my friend. As always, thank you so very much for being with me today. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
To Chosen Generation, with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm so tickled to have my next guest with me. She is the founder of Act for America, the largest private national security organization in the country. And her story is absolutely amazing. Hopefully you know her story and her journey and how after 9/11 she said, no, we're not going to allow this kind of thing to happen here in this country. She's been battling Islamic extremism for, lo, these 20 years, but also attempts to destroy our constitutional republic, and that's what we're experiencing right now. She's leading the charge to bring impeachment proceedings for both Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, who led the raid on Mar-a-Lago, but has been really raiding the American people since the 6th of January, quite frankly, and even before, and Merrick Garland as well. And I welcome Brigitte Gabriel to the program. Brigitte, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. I'm delighted to be back with you.
You know, I've been doing a lot of coverage on the whole January 6th thing and the realities that are coming out, the documentary by the Epoch Times, the real January 6th, Bloody Hill, David Sumrall's documentary, Nick Searcy's documentary as well. And I drew a parallelism from Ruby Ridge to Waco to the Bundy Ranch to the murder of Lavoie Finicum to January 6th, literally the Thursday before Monday night and then Monday morning with David Sumrall. And then, lo and behold, Mar-a-Lago happens. Your thoughts as you have watched what has transpired with this administration and what I would consider to be absolute lawlessness.
Well, look, the government has been weaponized against the people. And President Trump is just the latest example. President Trump and what happened on Monday just opened the eyes of the average American, Pastor Greg, who knew there was a problem in the country, but they didn't think it was really that bad. I mean, we knew that there are bad things happening in the government, but we kind of still had faith in some type of resemblance of the America that we knew, an intelligence agency that we kind of were doubting, but we still trusted. But what happened on Monday showed the American people that every branch of our government has been weaponized, politicized against us, the patriot people who love America and want to preserve her the way it used to be under President Trump and 20 years ago. America is changing. We are at war, and this war has been declared on us, the American people, by our corrupt government, which is now becoming like a banana republic or a third world country where there is no longer a rule of law. There are thugs running our country, and they have weaponized the Department of National Intelligence that has no oversight by anybody, and it has been weaponized against the people. And if they can do this to President Trump, they can do it to you and me and our listeners.
You know, when I look at this, I think back to what our founders gave us, right? The founders of this country had the option of having another monarchy. And they said, no, we don't want a monarchy. We, the people, are the sovereigns, and we will send representatives who are supposed to act on our behalf, a constitutional representative republic. And they said, we don't want a king. We have a king, and the foundation of our constitution, the foundation of our nation, is God and Christ. I mean, one of the cries of the revolution was, Jesus is our king. They chose God over a man, over King George. The kingdom has been invaded. Right? That's what's happened.
Well, what happened was, and you were right to quote our foundation and how we were a government ruled by the people, but that's when churches were involved, clergymen were involved in fighting for our country, preserving our country. They used their pulpits to mobilize Christian and churches to make sure that we have the country that we have today. What happened in the church in America, especially around the election of Obama, a lot of Christians stayed home and did not vote. 28 million Christians stayed home and did not vote because even in 2012, they did not want to vote for a Mormon. And when we, the people, surrender our power, we end up exactly with the corrupt politicians that we have, because we sat on the sidelines and we did not participate in the direction of our country. We have a duty and a responsibility as Christians to be engaged in making sure that America remains a Christian nation, amen, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a nation founded on Judeo-Christian values and principles. And we Christians, a lot of Christians, not people like you and me, people like you and me were involved and engaged from day one, but a lot of Christians surrendered their duty to be a voice affecting and impacting our nation. And right now, this is exactly why I founded Act for America, to empower people, to make sure that people have a voice in government. We Christians have a duty. Jesus was the first activist who set the standard of what activism or how activism should be like. When Jesus saw something wrong happening in the temple, he walked into that temple. He overthrew the tables. He stood up for what he believed was right and against what was happening wrong. And this is a rallying call for Christians. Today is the day. Let this day be your defining moment. Let this day be the day that you get inspired to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and stand up for what is right and become engaged and become active. And I encourage you to go to actforamerica.org and join us. Actforamerica.org. And Pastor Greg, we named the organization Act for America. Not think about America, not hope for America, not wish for America, not pray for America. You can hope and wish and think and pray all you want, but without action, nothing happens. Go to actforamerica.org, sign up to get our alerts and action alerts, and make sure you sign our petition to impeach Garland, because those in our government who think they are above the law need to be held accountable for them doing what they did to President Trump.
There's no question. And I hope that there's also light shined on what they're doing to many of those who went to the Capitol and were just on the grounds praying, on the grounds preparing to have their voices heard. Freedom of speech has been utterly attacked and destroyed. Freedom of religion has been attacked and destroyed. The ability redress your government, the ability to peacefully assemble. If you're not assembling and basically regurgitating what they want you to regurgitate, what they want you to say, if you're not doing that, then you're not allowed to gather together and say anything. They're going to throw compression bombs into the center of you, and they're going to kill you. And that's what they did at the Capitol. On January 6th, they murdered two men by throwing compression bombs at them that exploded on them that caused them to die. That's what happened.
Well, look, people in this country, again, President Trump shined a light on the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump brought out the people that were trying to destroy our country, and they were doing just fine on their own because the American public was not paying attention.
Right.
And President Trump was used by divine intervention to show the American public how corrupt our government has become, how the swamp, how deep the swamp was. And so this is why now we need to open our eyes and realize that unless we come together today as one and stand up for our Bill of Rights, for our Constitution. We do not want to change the Constitution. We do not want to rewrite the Constitution. The Constitution worked perfectly for 300 years. We want to preserve our Constitution and preserve the right. And you know what? When you and I were speaking, Pastor Greg, when you and I were speaking for years, decades before all this started.
Yep.
And when we were speaking, we can tell, we knew that freedom of speech was being eroded, that we were being attacked, because you remember, they called us every name under the book. They called us Islamophobes, radicals, you know, and at that time, because that was the issue after 9/11 that we started speaking about.
Right.
Today, if you are an America-loving patriot, if you are a flag-waving patriot, if you are a national anthem-standing and honoring patriot, if you are a veteran-honoring patriot, if you believe America is exceptional, if you believe in American sovereignty and secure borders, if you believe in law and order and supporting our police, then you are called a bigot, a racist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, an Islamophobe, a white supremacist. I mean, this is what the left is doing, and now they're doing it to everybody in the country.
A domestic violent extremist, a DVE,
right,
or an MVE. We're going to take a break. For holding up a Betsy Ross flag, folks, for holding up a Betsy Ross flag or for suggesting that we defend the Second Amendment. We'll be back with more coming up. Brigitte Gabriel, Act for America. Get to the site, actforamerica.org. Actforamerica.org. 24,659,714 actions taken. Be a part of taking action. Faith without works is dead. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Greetings, Student Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Brigitte Gabriel. And I do this quite often, and that is I put up the phone number for the Capitol switchboard, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. You've got two senators, and you've got a congressman or a congresswoman. They need to know your name in those offices. They need to know your name. And this is your opportunity to call them and take an action and say, we want an investigation of the Department of Justice. We want an investigation of the FBI. We want to know who's putting out these ideas that if you are white, if you are Christian, if you believe in the Constitution of the United States, if you believe in God, if you believe that the United States was created as a Christian nation, that somehow that makes you a domestic violent extremist or a militant violent extremist. This is wrong. It's just wrong. And Brigitte and Act for America are working very hard to activate people of faith. And there's a new program that they're doing with churches to get churches engaged. If you've got a preacher that's preaching out of Romans 13 that we're supposed to just lie down and let this happen, they don't understand our Constitution, they don't understand our country, and they're preaching as though we're living in Rome, and we don't live in Rome. We live in the constitutional United States of America, one nation under God. Brigitte, how can people of faith get engaged in churches?
Well, you know, you and I first met in a church when I was speaking at a church, Pastor Greg. So, you know, we know that mobilizing Christians, America's salvation is going to come when Christians are mobilized and working together. And we have a program called Act in Faith. We are planting a Salt and Light chapter in every church. Act in Faith is a faith-based branch of Act for America. Act in Faith is building a network of churches, chapters in every state across the nation to stand together in unity through action. Imagine a network of churches all working together as salt and light, able to rapidly and effectively respond to local, state, and federal policies that need our voice and action. Imagine the church corporately acting in faith, crying out with one voice to God for help and favor, while also crying out to our representative government to reflect our faith and values at every turn.
Amen.
Conservatives right now, Pastor Greg, are scattered to the wind. Yep. They are spinning in circles. They are fighting one another and are far from united. Without God at the center of our work, we are aimless and ineffective. In fact, I believe the Lord is calling upon the church to awaken, to stand, to put on the armor, to pray, and to act in faith.
Amen.
The United States is on the brink of ruin, yet I believe the Lord is graciously waiting for his people to arise, to turn back, to be salt and light, and
yes,
act in faith.
Yes.
Everywhere we see his saints answering his call, we see the Lord moving mightily through them. They are effective, filled with his spirit, and united in purpose. It's up to the church to serve our nation. So I encourage you, if my message resonates with you right now, those of you who are listening, go to actforamerica.org, click to receive our action alert, start a chapter, send us an email, and let us know that you would like us to set up, you would like to work with us in setting up an Act in Faith chapter in your church. Sign up to start a chapter. We will mentor you. We will train you. We will work together with you. We will come and meet you. We want to make sure we empower every church in our nation to become a voice affecting their community and our nation.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Wow. Go to Act for America and get signed up for that. Look, we did meet. We met at a church up in Kerrville, Texas. And you you came and spoke at that church. and we have been, in relationship and in friendship ever since then. And I love what Act for America does. I love what they stand for. And I so believe in the mission that God has given you. And I, I'm so glad to hear you talk about this, because I have, As you know, you and I have talked about this. I've said for years and years and years, the only way that we save America is to put God back as the foundation of the country. That Chosen Generation Radio has been harping on that and preaching that for the 11 years that we've been in existence. It's been a consistent message here on this program. There's no other way around it. There's just no other way around
it. Exactly. The faith community votes their values, and now it's time to go beyond the civic act of voting values and act in faith as salt and light to influence our community, culture, and policies. If your community and elected officials fail to reflect your faith-based values, it's time to act in faith as citizens of heaven and country. So go to actinfaith@actforamerica.org and send us an email, or go to actforamerica.org today and send us an email. We wanna stand with you. Act in Faith provides localized watchmen on the wall who alert your congregation and network of churches in your community, neighboring community, county, and state to act in faith with rapid response tools and resources to make a real impact. Here are different ways your church can implement Act in Faith. Adopt Act in Faith as new Salt and Light ministry. Adopt Act in Faith into an existing Salt and Light ministry. Welcome a local off-campus Act in Faith chapter to inform and engage the congregation and set up information tables. There are so many ways we can help you become Salt and Light in your community. We just need you to take action. Go to actforamerica.org. Stand with us. Sign up with us. Join us. Support us in every way you can. We are mobilizing the nation and we are making a difference, but we will only have a great impact when we all come together as one, united, in one, under God, indivisible, under our nation, to save our nation.
It is so critically important, folks. It is so critically important, and especially right now, because, look, they have decided that if you are a Christian, and I was on some phone calls earlier this week talking about this specifically, the new FBI regulations, if you are a Christian, one of their terms they're coming up with is, they call them, Brigitte, Christian nationalists. Christian nationalists. I kid you not. So if you are a Bible-believing Christian and you believe in the Constitution of the United States and are founding the Declaration of Independence, and you believe in the biblical traditional values that are a part of the Bill of Rights, you're now a Christian nationalist and you are a danger to the country. Is that crazy?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing that we have gotten to this point. It's amazing we have gotten to this point, but we have gotten here because of people's inaction, Pastor Greg. There is no other way around it. Yep. The left was engaged. The left was mobilized. The radicals were working together, and we sat on the sidelines, and people prayed, and people believed in our nation, and we believed that, you know, because we are such good people, we thought, you know, other people, you know, we expected others to do what we would do. You know, we always reflect out. We were reflecting our values and our standards on evil people, thinking, well, you know, we're good people. We're not going to do that. We would never think about doing that. For example, we would never think about rioting and burning out communities and protesting and attacking people like Antifa did.
Right.
But the left operates totally differently than we are. And right now we are at a point.
We can no longer hide.
We can no longer bury our head in the sand.
Amen. Read Romans 1, folks. Read Romans 1, the end of the chapter, and you will see exactly what's happened here. They've been turned over to a reprobate mind. That's what God said he would do when they rejected him and turned their eyes on the creation, and they denied the Creator, and that's what's happened. At the end of the day, we're going to have to give a response. Brigitte, God bless you. Thanks for being here. ActForAmerica.org. I'm out of time. I'll see you on Monday. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.